I want to talk about the blockbuster film John Wick Chapter 4, which I saw in the movies last weekend. This film had a budget of $90 million, and its worldwide gross as of this recording is $247 million. It is certainly doing well in the theater. The film stars Keanu Reeves as John Wick, Lawrence Fishburne as Bowery King, Lance Reddick as Charon, Bill Skarsgård as Marquis, Donnie Yen, who plays the part of Kane, Shamir Anderson, who played the part of the Tracker. It also stars Ian McShane as Winston. There's several other actors in this film, but those are the main stars I can recall. Lance Reddick's part in the film was very short. He was only in it for a few minutes. I did want to point that out, and also that he has since passed away, unfortunately. Before the film was released, he had passed away. In the film John Wick Chapter 4, Keanu Reeves reprises his role as John Wick. John Wick is trying to clear his name, so to speak, and to make things right, and he has to go through all these things in order to do that. I'm not going to go too far into the plot because I do know that this film has a lot of action. It almost seems John Wick is invincible. Like, nobody can kill this guy. They must send hundreds of people after him in this film, and he ends up just shooting and killing almost everyone that's thrown his way. I will say John Wick in the film, there were some scenes where he was beat, he was thrown out of buildings, and he's landing on cars, and he's thrown down flights of stairs. All these just these things that any real human being would have had broken ribs, would have been dead. You got to suspend your disbelief in this one a lot. But it was a fun ride. I did feel like it stretched a little long. They probably could have cut it down to where it was 2 hours. The film stretched to 2 hours and 49 minutes. And I did not realize it was that long, because it didn't feel that long. And if you do cut this film, you're going to cut a lot of good action scenes, because most of the film is action scenes. One of the things I wanted to talk about was the cinematography and the filming. He's in scenes like these beautiful cathedrals with these really high ceilings. Some of the scenery, the action scenes where he's fighting, is shot from above like in a drone, and you're just watching the fight scenes just go on and on and on. It is very interesting. The more I think about John Wick Chapter 4 and how interesting and how good the fight scenes were filmed, the more that I think that I will want to watch this again and check it out in more detail. And for that reason, I have to give it 5 stars. I thought it was good, but a film like this, I wouldn't give 5 stars, but the action and the scenes and the cinematography was just so good that I would give John Wick 4 5 stars. Right, I want to speak to the ending of John Wick Chapter 4. At the end of the film, they were to do a gun duel where they were like 60 paces away from each other. Draw their weapons, shoot. If they're still standing, take 10 paces forward, shoot again, take 10 paces forward, shoot again until someone is dead. Now, there is a twist here in this part of the film that I wanted to discuss, which of course is a spoiler. What happens is when they're about 10 paces away from each other, they were told to draw their guns and fire, and Kane shoots John Wick, and he's down on the ground. He's hurt. But John Wick didn't fire his weapon. And that was the big spoiler. And in comes Bill Skarsgård to finish off John Wick. And he's like, rules are rules. And then John Wick fires his gun and kills him, which was one of the main bad guys in the film. I thought that right there was against the rules. They were supposed to pull their guns and shoot. John Wick didn't shoot. He held the bullet. And if that was part of the rules, then either one of them could have done that on the first draw. One of them could have just held their bullet and, you missed. Now I'm going to take my time and shoot you. When I first saw the scene, I was like, that was kind of cool. That nice little twist there. But then after I was thinking about it, it seemed like that should be against the rules. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that. It was an interesting ending, nonetheless.